Welcome back to our coverage of this event. We're just at Cervasun here, and we are awaiting the leading crews to make their way back into what will be the final service of the day for the crews. They're coming off stage six, which is our Drummond. And I suppose the big story over the course of the last hour since we were last on air is that Callum Devine still leads this event. Now, despite a charge in the second loop from Josh Moffat, where he was fastest on stage four Trenta, and indeed on stage five in Cairnhill, Devine has bit back and taken a second out of Josh Moffat in that stage, our Drummond, which finishes, comes up through the village of Remelton and just finishes outside Remelton up above Church Street. Devine was a second quicker in there, so that means that he has an advantage of just over 7 seconds as they come in to the last service of the day and then head out to the final three stages of the afternoon and indeed of the event as well. So what we'll do is we'll just maybe recap on Cairnhill, which was stage five. The fastest time in there, 7:22.8 by Josh Moffat and Keith Moriarty in that Hyundai i20R5. And the second fastest time went to Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty, just 0.3 of a second slower. Remember, Boyle and McCafferty were fastest in Cairnhill the first time round this morning. And the second run over it, they were just 0.3 of a second slower than Josh Moffat, the time of 7:23.1 for Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty. While if we look at the other times, it was a conservative run, you could say, by Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda, 7:25.2 there. So after stage five, that advantage of Devine over Moffat was 6.5 seconds. And we can't forget about Sam Moffat and James O'Reilly either. They're in a battle at the head of the field and chasing down the championship leader in the National Series, Josh Moffat. And they were separated by just 3.5 after stage five. And Kevin Gallagher continuing to go well after stage five, second time run around Cairnhill. A very quick time, 7:29.4 for Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in that Darien T90 GTR. And they were inside the top 10 and comfortably leading the modified section and sitting in a comfortable position to take that title as well. So that was after stage five. What we'll do is we will skip into stage six. Still a lot of the crews coming off stage six in Remelton, but the leaders are safely through it and on their way back to Letterkenny. And the quickest man in Remelton, if I just take a look at my notes, was once again Callum Devine. 2 minutes, 6.3 seconds for Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in that Skoda Rally 2. Remember, this is a shortened stage. It's been shortened to about 3.5 kilometres. Callum Devine, the quickest by just 0.3 of a second from Sam Moffat and James O'Reilly. Nobody else was sitting in the sixes there. Josh Moffat, 7.7, and then we had Desi Henry, 8.4. So that means, with the second loop completed, at the head of the field, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in that Skoda lead by 7.9 from Josh Moffat and Keith Moriarty in the Hyundai i20R5. And they have an advantage of 2.4 seconds over Sam Moffat and James O'Reilly. There is lots to play for in those top three positions. Devine going for the outright one. The other two are also going for the outright one and looking for the national championship as well. And I just see Callum Devine now passing us here as they enter service here at Kiltoy. So outside of that top three, Desi Henry is a further 4.5 adrift in fourth. Michael Boyle with a fastest time today. He sits in fifth position overall, 18 adrift of Devine and 3.5 adrift of Henry. The rest of the top 10 is made up by Daniel Cronin in 6th in the Polo, Tommy Doyle in the Hyundai 7th, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, the All Donegal crew, 8th overall in that Ford Fiesta. Then we have the modified leaders, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien GTR T90. They are inside the top 10. They are 9th overall. And in that class, if I skip on down, if I look at Gary McPhillips, he's in 15th position overall with a total time of 35:12.9. Kevin Gallagher is 33:52.4. So you're looking at an advantage of, what, a minute and 20 seconds or so for Kevin Gallagher leading that modified section. Very, very comfortable for him, 9th overall. Aidan Ray and Peter Ward there wrapping up the top 10 in 10th position in the Apollo. And that's the latest update for you from the Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. It's the final round of the National and the Border Championships, and we're going to be set for a grandstand finish with three more stages to go. The Moffat brothers, Josh and Sam, are fighting for the championship title. They're also fighting for the lead of this event, but it's the international winner from June, Callum Devine, with his navigator Noel O'Sullivan in that Skoda Rally RS Rally 2, and they have an advantage of just under 8 seconds from the Moffats, with three stages to go as this harvest continues. We'll be back with another update for you after the three news.